This is your Sun Sounds for Arizona volunteer reader, Rixie. Welcome to Poet's Corner. Today I'll be reading the poetry or the verses of Robert W. Service. Robert William Service was a British-Canadian poet and writer, often called the Bard of the Yukon. Born in Lancashire of Scottish descent, he was a bank clerk by trade, but spent long periods traveling in the Yukon. He was inspired by tales of the Klondike Gold Rush and wrote two poems, The Shooting of Dan McGrew and The Cremation of Sam McGee, which showed and enjoyed immediate popularity. It was remarkable the authenticity he brought from an author with no experience of the Gold Rush or mining. But his poetry took off. They were published in a book called Songs of a Sourdough and achieved massive sale. When his next collection proved equally successful, Service could afford to travel widely and lived a leisurely life, basing himself in Paris and the French Riviera. Partly because of their popularity and the speed with which he wrote them, his works were dismissed as bad verse by the critics, who tended to say the same thing of Rudyard Kipling, with whom Service was often compared. This did not bother Service, who was happy to classify his work as verse, not poetry. But I would call many of them ballads or verse stories. So I'll begin today with The Shooting of Dan McGrew. A bunch of the boys were whooping it up in the Malamute Saloon. The kid that handles the music box was hitting a ragtime tune. Back of the bar in a solo game sat Dangerous Dan McGrew, and watching his luck was his light of love, the lady that's known as Lou. When out of the night, which was 50 below, and into the din and the glare, there stumbled a miner fresh from the creeks, dog dirty and loaded for bear. He looked like a man with a foot in the grave and scarcely the strength of a louse. Yet he tilted a poke of gold dust on the bar and he called for drinks for the house. There was none could place the stranger's face, though we searched ourselves for a clue. But we drank his health, and the last to drink was Dangerous Dan McGrew. There's men that somehow just grip your eyes and hold them hard like a spell. And such was he, and he looked to me like a man who had lived in hell. With a face mostly hair and the dreary stare of a dog whose day is done, as he watered the green stuff in his glass and the drops fell one by one. Then I got to figuring who he was and wondering what he'd do. And I turned my head, and there watching him was the lady that's known as Lou. His eyes went rubbering round the room, and he seemed in a kind of daze, till at last that old piano fell in the way of his wandering gaze. The ragtime kid was having a drink. There was no one else on the stool. So the stranger stumbles across the room and flops down there like a fool. In a buckskin shirt that was glazed with dirt, he sat, and I saw him sway. Then he clutched the keys with his talon hands, and my God, but that man could play. Were you ever out in the great alone when the moon was awful clear? And the icy mountains hemmed you in with a silence you almost could hear, with only the howl of a timber wolf, and you camped there in the cold, a half-dead thing in a stark dead world, clean mad for the muck called gold. While high overhead, green, yellow, and red, the northern lights swept in bars, then you've a hunch what the music meant, hunger and night and the stars. And hunger not of the belly kind, that's banished with bacon and beans, but the gnawing hunger of lonely men for a home and all that it means. For a fireside far from the cares that are, four walls and a roof above, but oh, so crammed full of cozy joy and crowned with a woman's love. A woman dearer than all the world, and true as heaven is true. God, how ghastly she looks through her rouge, the lady that's known as Lou. Then on a sudden the music changed, so soft you could scarcely hear. But you felt that your life had been looted clean of all that it once held dear. That someone had stolen the woman you loved. That her love was a devil's lie. That your guts were gone, and the best for you was to crawl away and die. 'Twas the crowning cry of a heart's despair, and it thrilled you through and through. I guess I'll make it a spread misere, said dangerous Dan McGrew. The music almost died away. Then it burst like a pent-up flood, and it seemed to say, repay, repay, and my eyes were blind with blood. The thought came back of an ancient wrong, and it stung like a frozen lash, and the lust awoke to kill, to kill. Then the music stopped with a crash. And the stranger turned, and his eyes, they burned in a most peculiar way. In a buckskin shirt that was glazed with dirt, he sat, and I saw him sway. Then his lips went in a kind of grin, and he spoke, and his voice was calm. And, "Boys," said he, "you don't know me. And none of you care a damn. But I want a state, and my words are straight. And I'll bet my poke they're true that one of you is a hound of hell, and that one is Dan McGrew." Then I ducked my head, and the lights went out, and two guns blazed in the dark, and a woman screamed, and the lights went up, and two men lay stiff and stark. Pitched on his head and pumped full of lead was dangerous Dan McGrew, while the man from the creeks lay clutched to the breast of the lady that's known as Lou. These are the simple facts of the case, and I guess I ought to know. They say that the stranger was crazed with hooch, and I'm not denying it's so. I'm not so wise as the lawyer guys, but strictly between us two, the woman that kissed him and pinched his gold poke was the lady that's known as Lou. This next poem is called The Spell of the Yukon. I wanted the gold and I sought it. I scrabbled and mucked like a slave. Was it famine or scurvy, I fought it. I hurled my youth into a grave. I wanted the gold, and I got it. Came out with a fortune last fall. Yet somehow, life's not what I thought it, and somehow the gold ain't all. No, there's the land. Have you seen it? It's the cussedest land that I know. From the big dizzy mountains that screen it to the deep death-like valleys below. Some say God was tired when he made it. Some say it's a fine land to shun. Maybe, but there's some as would trade it for no land on earth, and I'm one. You come to get rich, damned good reason. You feel like an exile at first. You hate it like hell for a season. And then you are worse than the worst. It grips you like some kinds of sinning. It twists you from foe to a friend. It seems it's been since the beginning. It seems it will be to the end. I've stood in some mighty mouth hollow that's plumb full of hush to the brim. I've watched the big husky sun wallow in crimson and gold and grow dim, till the moon set the pearly beaks gleaming and the stars tumbled out, neck and crop. And I've thought that I surely was dreaming with the peace of the world piled on top. The summer no sweeter was ever, the sunshiny woods all athrill, the grayling alep in the river, the bighorn asleep on the hill, the strong life that never knows harness, the wilds where the caribou call, the freshness, the freedom, the farness. Oh, God, how I'm stuck on it all. The winter, the brightness that blinds you, the white land locked tight as a drum, the cold fear that follows and finds you, the silence that bludgeons you numb, the snows that are older than history, the woods where the weird shadows slant, the stillness, the moonlight, the mystery. I've bid him goodbye, but I can't. There's a land where the mountains are nameless, and the rivers all run God knows where. There are lives that are erring and aimless, and deaths that just hang by a hair. There are hardships that nobody reckons. There are valleys unpeopled and still. There's a land, oh, it beckons and beckons. And I want to go back, and I will. They're making my money diminish. I'm sick of the taste of champagne. Thank God. When I'm skinned to finish, I'll pike to the Yukon again. I'll fight. And you bet it's no sham fight. It's hell. But I've been there before. And it's better than this, by a damn sight. So for me, for the Yukon, once more. There's gold, and it's haunting and haunting. It's luring me on as of old. Yet it isn't the gold that I'm wanting so much as just finding the gold. It's the great, big, broad land way up yonder. It's the forests where silence has lease. It's the beauty that thrills me with wonder. It's the stillness that fills me with peace. This next poem by Robert Service is called It Is Later Than You Think. Lone amid the cafe's cheer, sad of heart am I tonight. Dolefully I drink my beer, but no single line I write. There's the wretched rent to pay, yet I glower at pen and ink. Oh, inspire me, muse, I pray. It is later than you think. Hello, there's a pregnant phrase. Bravo, let me write it down. Hold it with a hopeful gaze. Gauge it with a fretful frown. Tune it to my lyric lyre. And upon salvation's brink, how the words are dark and dire. It's later than you think. Weigh them well. Behold yon band, students drinking by the door. Madly merry, bock in hand, saucers stacked to mark their score. Get you gone, you jolly scamps. Let your parting glasses clink. Seek your long neglected lamps, because it's later than you think. Look again, dainty blonde, all allure and golden grace. Oh, so willing to respond, should you turn a smiling face. Play your part, poor pretty doll. Feast and frolic, pose and prink. There's the morgue to end it all, and it's later than you think. Yon's a playwright, mark his face. Puffed and purple, tense and tired. Pasha-like, he holds his place. Hated, envied, and admired. How you gobble life, my friend. Wine and woman, soft and pink. Well, each tether has its end. Sir, it's later than you think. See yon living scarecrow pass with a wild and wolfish stare, and each empty absinthe glass as if he saw heaven there. Poor damned wretch, to end your pain, there is still the greater drink. Yonder waits the sanguine sane. It's later than you think. Lately, you who read, I you, who this very line may scan, think of all you planned to do. Have you done the best you can? See, the tavern lights are low. Black's the night, and how you shrink. God, and is it time to go? Ah, the clock is always slow. It is later than you think. Sadly, later than you think. Far, far later than you think. This next poem by Robert Service is called Pullman Porter. The porter in the Pullman car was charming, as they sometimes are. He scanned my baggage tags. Are you the man who wrote of Lady Lou? When I said yes, he made a fuss. Oh, he was most assiduous, and I was pleased to think that he enjoyed my brand of poetry. He was forever at my call, so when we got to Montreal, and he had brushed me off, I said, I'm glad my poems you have read. I feel quite flattered, I confess, and if you give me your address, I'll send you, autographed, of course, one of my little books of verse. He smiled, with teeth as white as milk. He spoke, his voice was soft as silk. I recognized among his kin the perfect gentleman within. Then courteously he made reply, I thank you kindly, sir, but I, with many other cherished tomes, have all your books of verse at home. When I was quite a little boy, I used to savor them with joy, and now my daughter, age 3, can tell the tale of Sam McGee. While Tom, my son, that's only 2, has already heard the yarn of Dan McGrew. Don't think your stuff I'm not applaudin', but my taste is Eliot and Auden. So as we gravely bid adieu, I felt quite snubbed, and so would you. And yet I shook him by the hand, impressed that he could understand the works of those 2 tops I mention, so far beyond my comprehension. A humble bard of boys and barmen is me, disdained, alas, by a Pullman carman. This short poem is called Just Think. Just think. Some night the stars will gleam upon a cold gray stone and trace a name with silver beam, and lo, it will be your own. That night is speeding on to greet your epithetic rhyme. Your life is but a little beat within the heart of time. A little gain, a little pain, a laugh, a laugh lest you may moan, a little blame, a little fame, a star gleam on a stone. This one is called My Madonna. I hailed me a woman from the street, shameless, but oh so fair. I bade her sit in the model's seat, and I painted her sitting there. I hid all trace of her heart unclean. I painted a babe at her breast. I painted her as she might have been if the worst had been the best. She laughed at my picture and went away, then came with a knowing nod. A connoisseur, and I heard him say, 'Tis Mary, the Mother of God. So I painted a halo round her hair, and I sold her and took my fee, and she hangs in the church of Saint-Hilaire, where you and all may see. This is called Maternity. There once was a square, such a square little square, and he loved a trim triangle. But she was a flirt, and around her skirt vainly she made him dangle. Oh, he wanted to wed, and he had no dread of domestic woes and wrangles, for he thought that his fate was to procreate cute little squares and triangles. Now it happened one day, on that geometric way, there swaggered a big, bold cube with a haughty stare, and he made the square have the air of a perfect boob. To his solid spell, the triangle fell, and she thrilled with love's sweet sickness. For she took delight in his breadth and height, but how she adored his thickness. So that poor little square just died of despair, for his love he could not strangle, while the bold cube led to the bridal bed that cute and acute triangle. The square's sad lot she has long forgot, and his passionate pretensions, for she dotes on her kids. Oh, such cute pyramids in a world of three dimensions. This poem by Robert Service is called The Reckoning. It's funny to have a blowout in a fancy restaurant with terrapin and canvas back and all the wine you want. To enjoy the flowers and the music, watch the pretty women pass, smoke a choice cigar, and sip the wealthy water in your glass. It's bully in a high-toned joint to eat and drink your fill, but it's quite another matter when you pay the bill. It's great to go out every night on fun or pleasure bent, to wear your glad rags always, and to never save a cent. To drift along regardless, have a good time every trip, to hit the high spots sometimes, and to let your chances slip. To know you're acting foolish, yet to go on fooling still, till nature calls a showdown, and you have to pay the bill. Time has got a little bill. Time, get wise, yet you may, for the debit side's increasing in a most alarming way. The things you had no right to do, the things you should have done, they're all put down. It's up to you to pay for every one. So eat, drink, and be merry. Have a good time if you will. But God help you when the time comes and you foot the bill. This last poem by Robert Service is called I Believe. It's my belief that every man should do his share of work, and in our economic plan, no citizen should shirk. That in return, each one should get his need of fold and food, and feel that all his toil and sweat is for the common good. It's my belief that every chap should have an equal start, and there should be no handicap to hinder his depart. That there be fairness in the fight and justice in the race, and every lad should have the right to win his proper place. It's my belief that people should be neither rich nor poor, that none should suffer servitude, and all should be secure, that wealth is loot and rank is rot, and foul is class and clan, that to succeed a man may not exploit his brother man. It's my belief that heritage and usury are wrong, that each should win a worthy wage and sing an honest song, not one like this. For though I rue the wrong of life, I flout it. Alas, I'm not prepared to do a hot damn thing about it. Thank you for listening to Poets' Corner today and to the verse stories of Robert Service. This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer reader, Rexy, wishing you good evening.